Does anybody need a break?
Break?
Fine, we'll do a case.
Better not go on.
Maybe we should knock on wood.
I know.
11. Well, yeah.
His cards and pizza.
22-848. 848.
846.
What? 848. 846 issue.
Sorry, what number is that?
848. 9 hours.
Good morning, everybody.
We're shouting similar numbers. And it's definitely 848. Okay. Sergeant, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name indicating the authority you're representing here today.
Sergeant John Iamazzo, IOMMAZZO, Waterbury Police Department.
Sergeant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. The appellant was initially denied for suitability, but upon further investigation, it's actually an admission as well. And an automatic disqualifier.
Oh yeah, I had question marks around that. So that is an automatic disqualifier?
Yes.
What was it?
Misdemeanor crime of domestic violence.
Oh. Okay.
Just so we know, there's a lot more to it than just having a conviction for domestic violence and calling it a disqualifier under federal law. There's certain requirements that have to be made, and usually that would be a Nixit. Is it a Nixit?
It is not showing up in NICS, but it meets the definition under NICS. It occurred in Puerto Rico.
Does that make a difference? In Puerto Rico? We don't
know. No, but the way we've been seeing them now is they're actually on the rap sheets because the court ordered a paper from the court saying this is a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence under the appropriate law.
Correct.
And I don't know that you have that. That's all I'm saying. So
I do.
You do.
I do have the definition. Yeah.
Not that
definition.
No,
on the sheet.
Rap sheet that says he is he's a misdemeanor handgun disqualifier.
It doesn't say it on the rap sheet. No.
So it sounds to me like we need to have a hearing on it. Correct.
Yeah, it's going to.
It's a 94, so that would predate.
Yeah, and it's Puerto Rico, so who knows? I mean,
okay.
It may or may not qualify, but I don't know if it can call it.
Well, hopefully
but it could certainly be suitable.
Okay. Well,
I'm not sure.
Sergeant can address that.
Yeah, but the charge is kind of odd because I've never seen a charge of domestic violence. It says the charge literal domestic violence.
Correct.
Which is odd.
It doesn't even say conviction.
It doesn't say anything.
Severity.
But just a note additionally, it's also an admission as well. It was admitted off of his application. He did not initially list the conviction on the application.
Is it a conviction?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Are we sure?
We don't see that.
How did you arrive to that? Because it's not apparent on the rap sheet. Welcome to the fun zone.
To the best of my knowledge, Puerto Rico reports uniquely, is the word I use. Documentation from Puerto Rico listed as a conviction, and then on further interview with the appellant was on his packet as well as his interview, he admitted to a guilty conviction with incarceration associated with it.
Okay, well that's more concrete.
Yes, it is. And do you have anything from the court saying that conviction, incarceration, anything like that?
Again, Puerto Rico is a little unique. And
understand, but do you have it? Whether how hard it is not really to us.
I am part of a form that lists the incarceration and the sentence. So, I don't have a specific where it actually states it. They list the sentence.
And how do you know it's a misdemeanor, not felony?
I don't know the answer to that because again they just listed as domestic violence. They didn't qualify it as a misdemeanor.
Right, but in Connecticut, assault second domestic violence
correct
would be a felony. Where
by the definition of NICS, it fits as a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence under the NICS definition. Spouse with physical physical violence.
Okay. I think you need more than that, though, to get the disqualifier. To get an automatic disqualifier.
Right. Well, let's just continue along. What?
No, look at me now.
Hey, Nancy. Yeah, let's go.
What happened?
Nancy, everybody.
No, he's leaving. We'll take it.
Sir, are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm leaving. Thank you.
Okay, the record will show 11:07. The appellant appears to be leaving the room. He did not state why. He said he have a nice day.
How about this? I'll make a motion we find in favor of the issuing authority in this case due to the appellant's failure to participate in the hearing and leaving.
Second.
Motion made by the chief. Nancy, did you get that?
Okay, motion for non-participation?
Yes.
Yeah, but
okay.
He's not here.
Right.
Seconded by Ms. Johnson, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Time is 11:08. Is there any discussion on the motion?
No, I would just advise the issue authority to go back and look. I think it's called the Lautenberg Amendment.
Lautenberg.
And it will tell you very specifically what is required if you do a finding in court. It's more than just having a conviction.
Okay.
You know, to actually get to the disqualifier. And certainly I understand out of the country it'd be very difficult.
Puerto Rico is very challenging.
Yes, it is.
But you do need that if you come here and you're going to say it's a misdemeanor disqualifier, which it may be.
And it has a lovely agency address in the rap sheet, email address, just for fun. You know, next time.
All right, so we have a motion second on the floor. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Motion passes unanimously at 11:08 a.m.
Thank you.